In 1 month's time, Deep Fat Fried will take over Los Angeles at the Mint. July 21st. Buy your tickets down below.
Right down here.
You stupid pieces of fucking useless goddamn shit.
The tickets are in the front of my pants.
Ooh.
I'm buying, Scotty.
Everyone get in line.
They're all buying. Nobody.
Yeah, bitch. Don't make much fun of my hairline, dude. There's nothing wrong with having a five head. That's just because I got so much fucking brains, man. I'd be like a fucking zombies buffet, man.
Your hair looks like a...
I wouldn't even need nothing.
Your hair looks like a bedraggled army in retreat, TJ. It's slowly but surely retreating towards the back of your head.
Yeah, whatever, bitch. You son of a bitch, Paul. You're always so mean, Paul. You know, Sorry. It's like... You can't stand yourself, so you tear others down.
If
you know?
It weren't for assholes, there wouldn't be a word asshole. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there would, because there'd still be an asshole. This would be like a literal asshole.
You know what I mean? The term asshole.
Right.
Well, shit comes out of TJ.
Why am I not hearing you, Scotty? Is your mic off?
Oh, shit,
dude.
Pulling a Paul, dude.
Oh, shit. You know what, though? In my defense, I think Paul did it.
I did not.
You know what? I actually saw Paul reach on over and turn that off.
Guys,
so.
I would never make this kind of mistake. Paul clearly touched my mic, turned it off.
You guys just need mics that don't turn off.
We're going to have to talk about your performance on the show.
I want some footage. I want some footage of some of the security cameras right there, TJ.
I would, of course, be remiss if I didn't also bring up our glorious and wonderful Patreon. Of course, all of you watching us live are already smart enough to have gotten the fucking Patreon. But for those idiots watching the preview of this that'll be coming up tomorrow.
Swine!
It's about time you stupid fucks signed up. For fucking Patreon, join the 3,274 smart people who've already figured this shit out. The longer you wait, the dumber you look.
Yeah, just think. You could have been here tonight. You could have been here. You could have seen it live. You could have participated. But
yeah,
no.
You could have been part of the moment, but instead you're just fucking eating the scraps of time.
Somebody.
Yeah. Boo. Boo to you, sir.
The patrons have already cleaned their plates, and now you're licking the sauce from the edges.
Yeah, you're licking up the scraps off the floor like a dog.
Don't be a dog. Be a patron.
Be a delicious Patreon. Okay, so I know you guys don't like a whole hell of a lot of shilling, so let's get right down to business, and there's an awful lot
of business in front of us tonight.
There's a big heaping helping of fucking business. So tonight, we will be looking at two of the greatest living comedians who both happen to be redheads.
No, they're not redheads, TJ.
They're gingers.
There's
the gingers. I don't see any freckles on Kathy Griffin, but...
It doesn't matter. Freckles are optional.
Kathy what? Kathy Griffin or Griffith?
It's Griffin, dude.
It's Griffin.
Griffin. How do you know it's
tier? Griffin.
As you guys can see, we are using copper cabs as a metric to decide. You know, originally we were going with Opie.
He's not cringy enough, though.
But we just looked at him and he's like, you know, this just feels like an insult to Opie, dude.
Ron Howard's pretty cool. Even when he was a dorky little ginger kid, he was still pretty dapper and cool. So.
Right. So, you know,
we had to find a worse ginger. And of course, there is no worse ginger in the world than the illustrious copper cab herself.
I think he's back to himself now.
So he's retransitioned back to a man.
Not only do gingers not have souls, there's a thing about gingers. Gingers are either very attractive or very ugly.
That's true. They don't come in between.
Yeah, there's no middle ground in that.
They're either
hot
or they're fucking
hideous. Damn, I'm going to fuck that soulless ginger. You're like, oh, man, I wouldn't fuck that soulless ginger with TJ's fucking flaccid dick.
Damn right.
I mean, you couldn't with TJ's flaccid dick.
Damn right.
You got to have like a quarter inch to penetrate.
Damn right. You guys are assholes. I don't like either of you.
Well, I mean, like, as a child, when teacher go to the water park, they'd be like, is your son a eunuch?
So, shut up. It's not true. Why was I naked at the... Whatever.
That's a very large little girl you got there.
Man, I am going to murder both of you, and I'm going to have a big fundraiser event, and it's going to be good.
Her boobies are filling out nice, but...
Guys, my co-hosts are dead. I just need some money for their funeral expenses.
Dude, I'm looking forward to my eventual heart... Well, I can't really look forward to it, but I'll be there in spirit when you guys exploit the shit out of my death when I...
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be great, dude.
The Paul
Memorial Fund.
Oh, God, I love Paul so much. Donate now.
Sometimes... Those that cry the most make us laugh the hardest.
Tonight, okay, we'll so
I'm totally gonna steal that.
Anyway, stand up. That's one of the categories.
Yep.
Film and TV. We added a new category because usually we do film and TV as two separate categories when we do this, but in this case, there really wasn't enough on the film bone, so we just kind of combined them. So we went ahead and added a new category, bio and childhood, which...
we got to find out who's got the cringiest childhood.
Yes. And, you know, I was going to kind of put it at first, because obviously, you know, their childhood comes before their careers, but I decided to put it in the middle. Do a little Tarantino-style storytelling.
Did you write Crowing Achievement?
I guess I did.
Crowing
Achievement. That's my crowning achievement, is misspelling that.
I'm looking at this, I'm like, crowing? Is that some pun or something I'm missing?
Nope. Just a typo.
Okay. Kathy Griffin does sound like a squawking crow, so it works for maybe leave hers as Crowing Achievement.
Yeah, you know what? Change hers back.
Yeah, put hers back to Crowing Achievement.
All right, fair enough. She gets a crowing achievement. And then where are they now, of course? This is a traditional category when we do these. I guess I should add a layer below, like another layer below these to
insert some more
put the
sound.
Grand totals. So anyway, let's go ahead and start with a stand-up here because, you know, it's a special thing. It's very special.
They stand up and they talk to people.
I'm going to go ahead and switch back to this wonderful, beautiful thumbnail image that I've created for the show here. So we're going to start with Kathy. We're going to let her be the first in all the categories.
I want you guys to keep this something in mind, too. Is that
what do you want to keep in mind,
well,
Scotty?
TJ and Paul did the research on this, and Paul did the research for Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
And TJ did the research. So, I mean, there's kind of another element to this versus here. Right. Who did a better job? Was it Paul or was it TJ?
Well, Paul pulled a lot more text, and I pulled more video. So
sure, I've got sprinkling.
So what you're saying is Paul actually read about the subject he was researching.
Paul read the things like a fucking faggot
of this crazy vampire in front of us here.
Griffin began performing in the early 1980s in the Los Angeles improv comedy troupe The Groundlings. I think we have a picture of her in The Groundlings, actually.
We do indeed.
Let me just go ahead and pull that on up.
It's actually a pretty prestigious troupe of comedians.
Yeah, it's pretty well-known and stuff.
It's like the farm league for like SNL.
And you see her there in the forefront. Is that Ben Stiller in there? No, it's not.
No, it's not. But Phil Hartman was in this. A bunch of other people. I pulled a list.
There's a list
Dude,
here.
Dude, she looks human.
Oh, no, that's not it. That's not even supposed to be in this section. Fucking piece of shit. Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. There was an article. I'm just going to... I'll pull it here.
Why don't you just shill Patreon again, TJ? Good job.
I think I will. Still join our Patreon. Okay, so here's a... Here's some of the people who were groundlings. Will Ferrell was a groundling. Kathy Griffin, who, of course, we're talking about. I don't know who Cheryl Hines is, but
she was.
Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman, the great Phil Hartman. Rachel Harris, Lisa Kudrow. John Lovitz, who you will remember beat the shit out of Andy Dick at some
Look
point.
Look at him. I mean, you can just tell you don't want to fuck with that guy.
You don't want to fuck with John Lovitz.
Billy Badass right there, dude.
I forgot that.
Yeah, dude, he did.
How could you forget that, dude?
I don't know.
Melissa McCarthy was in it. Paul Rubens, the great
Pee-wee.
Masturbator himself.
You know what, dude? Pee-wee gets a bad fucking rap. We need to DFF Pee-wee because he's a pretty talented
Get him
dude.
In there. Get him in there. Yeah, I need to go find that fucking picture that I lost place of. But whatever.
God, TJ.
What are you whining about?
What's wrong
about?
With you, TJ?
Is that Kristen Wiig?
Yes, that's Kristen Wiig.
So a lot of famous.
So there's been quite a few well-known comics that have gotten their start in the Groundlings. This is a really well-known improv troupe.
It's actually a school.
Yeah,
the Groundling Acting Academy and Improv Troupe.
Cool.
So
I didn't even know that there was a school element to it. I thought it was just a troop.
That's how Kathy got into it. She moved to L.A. to become a star, and she wanted to find an acting school, and ended up at the Groundling Academy, and ended up being selected to be one of their troupe.
So in an E! True Hollywood Story segment, she stated that she often went to see the Groundlings perform before she joined. She said at one show she went backstage and talked with Phil Hartman, and asked him what the group was all about, and this led her to taking classes there and eventually being asked into the Groundlings' main company. She, you know, joined Phil, and I don't know if Phil was still part of it by the time she made the mainstream or whatever, but you know,
it was briefly.
She went on to perform stand-up and became part of the alternative comedy scene in Los Angeles. She appeared at Uncabaret and ran her own stand-up night, Hot Cup of Talk, with Janine Garofalo. Oh, my God. That was
I bet that is unlistenable.
That would have been so bad.
I mean, Garofalo is a whole different level of annoying.
Yes. Although I think Kathy Griffin is a little more annoying to me than Janine Garofalo.
That's a toss-up.
But, you know, that later became the title, Hot Cup of Talk, of her 1998 solo HBO special. So I thought we'd now go ahead and take a look at some of Kathy Griffin's stand-up, if you guys are ready to do
I'm down.
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you
ready? I can't hear you. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Patrons, are you ready?
All right. Well, here it is.
Oh.